Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 5th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate notified the public of the shopkeeper's plight. The day before, a meeting was held for the Retail Shopkeepers Association at Queen's Park. The first order of business pertained to contribution cards, which allowed the members of the organization to pay dues. According to Mr. Holder, the association's secretary, 1,000 cards had already been printed, and he called for all members to pay their contributions regularly. He also encouraged them to take cards for distribution to other shopkeepers. The second issue was raised by the president, Mr. I. Kendall, and regarded unfair competition. He lamented the practice of merchants who consistently undercut shopkeepers. For example, merchants sold milk at 30 cents a tin, which was considerably cheaper than the retail shopkeepers could buy at wholesale. Mr. G. Yearwood explained that while the government stipulated that merchants could not sell above a certain price, there was no legislation restricting them from selling below a certain price. Pushcart vendors also proved to be problematic competition for the shopkeepers. Using the example of fish vendors, Kendall explained that when flying fish was not in season, these vendors turned to selling condensed milk, stored oil, and other goods that were normally sold by the shopkeepers. They carted these commodities around Bridgetown and even sold them to the precincts. Kendall argued that because these vendors did not have to maintain a brick-and-mortar shop, they were able to make a pretty profit and cut out the shopkeepers. Mr. Yearwood and Mr. E. Atherley both agreed that this was an issue, but could not be solved if more shopkeepers did not join the association. At this time, there were approximately 1,400 retail shopkeepers on the island. However, only a small number of those were members of the association, too small a number to impress upon the government to enforce controls. The last matter to be discussed was the rising cost of paper. Kendall remarked that in 1938, a bundle of paper was $1.08. In 1951, just 13 years later, the same bundle was priced at $11. As such, there was a call to bring the high cost of paper to the attention of the control board. Paper was a critical component of the business, as items such as butter, cheese, lard, and biscuits, to name a few, were carefully wrapped in brown paper and sold. The business of the Retail Shopkeepers Association, namely issues such as unfair competition and high cost of materials, was made public on this day, October 5th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.